is edition number 2383 of Dairon's Journal, the Teignbridge talking newspaper, bringing you the news from the Teignbridge edition of the Mid-Devon Advertiser, the Teignmouth Post and the Dawlish Gazette for the week ending Thursday, the 6th of February. Hello, I'm Jean, and reading with me today are Beryl and Malcolm, and our sound engineer is Brian. I'm afraid we have to make a couple of apologies this week, but also a thank you. First, the apologies. A couple of weeks ago, some of you received the wrong edition of the journal, and last week we gave you the wrong feature article, which definitely wasn't the one which Janet introduced. May we offer our sincere apologies for these mistakes. We will try to do better this week, especially as we have Brian as our sound engineer looking over our shoulders. Secondly, last week we advertised this year's annual general meeting, which is scheduled to take place on Monday, the 17th of February at Newton's Place. However, the meeting is at 2 p.m, not 2:15 p.m, and we would love to see you there. And now, a heartfelt thank you. We have received a number of donations in recent weeks, including a couple of extremely generous ones. And we are now in the situation where we should be able to cover our expenses for the coming 12 months, especially our rental costs, without dipping into our reserves. Thank you so much. In return, we will do our very best to provide you with the best possible service. So, what do we have in the way of headline stories this week? Well, from the Mid-Devon Advertiser, national pressures are hitting prison. From the Teignmouth Post and Gazette, seize the day, and seize is spelt S-E-A-S, seize the day. And from the Dawlish Gazette, testing completed. These will appear on track 3.